He studied it thoughtfully. What do you make of it? A rummy communication, what?
A very high-spirited young gentleman, sir, Mr. Claude and Mr. Eustace. Up to some game, I should be disposed to imagine.
Well, yes, but what game, do you think?
It is impossible to say, sir. Did you observe that the letter continues over the page?
Eh? What? I grabbed the thing. This was what was on the other side of the last page. Sermon handicap, runners and betting, probable starters. Rev. Joseph Tucker, Badgwick, scratch. Rev. Leonard Starkey, Stapleton, scratch. Rev. Alexander Jones, Upper Bingley, receives 3 minutes. Rev. W. Dix, Little Clickton in the Wold, receives 5 minutes. Rev. Francis Heppenstall, Twing, receives 8 minutes. Rev. Cuthbert Dibble, Bousted Parva, receives 9 minutes. Rev. Orlo Huff, Bousted Magna, receives 9 minutes. Rev. J.J. Roberts, Fail by the Water, receives 10 minutes. Rev. G. Haywood, Lower Bingley, receives 12 minutes. Rev. James Bates, Gandle by the Hill, receives 15 minutes. The above have arrived. Prices, 5-2 Tucker Starkey, 3-1 Jones, 9-2 Dix, 6-1 Heppenstall Dibble Half, 100-8, any other. It baffled me. Do you understand it, Jeeves?
No, sir.
Well, I think we ought to have a look into it anyway, what?
Undoubtedly, sir.
Righto, then. Pack our spare dicky and a toothbrush in a neat brown paper parcel, send a wire to Lord Wig Hammersley to say we're coming, and buy 2 tickets on the 5:10 at Paddington tomorrow. The 5:10 was late as usual, and everybody was dressing for dinner when I arrived at the hall. It was only by getting into my evening things in record time and taking the stairs to the dining room in a couple of bounds that I managed to dead heat with the soup. I slid into the vacant chair and found that I was sitting next to old Wick Hammersley's youngest daughter, Cynthia. "Oh, hello, old thing," I said. "Great pals we've always been. In fact, there was a time when I had an idea I was in love with Cynthia. However, it blew over. A dashed pretty and lively and attractive girl, mind you, but full of ideals and all that. I may be wronging her, but I have an idea that she's the sort of girl who would want a fellow to carve out a career and whatnot. I know I've heard her speak favourably of Napoleon. So what with one thing and another, the jolly old frenzy sort of petered out, and now we're just pals. I think she's a topper, and she thinks me next door to a loony, so everything's nice and matey. Well, Bertie, so you've arrived." "Oh, yes, I've arrived, yes. Here I am. I say, I seem to have plunged into the middle of quite a young dinner party. Who are all these coves?" "Oh, just people from roundabout. You know most of them. You remember Colonel Willis and the Spencers?" "Of course, yes. Oh, and there's old Heppenstall. Who's the other clergyman next to Mrs. Spencer?" "Mr. Haywood from Lower Bingley." "What an amazing lot of clergymen there are round here. Why, there's another next to Mrs. Willis. That's Mr. Bates, Mr. Heppenstall's nephew. He's an assistant master at Eton. He's down here during the summer holidays, acting as locum tenens for Mr. Spettigue, the rector of Gandle by the Hill. I thought I knew his face. He was in his 4th year at Oxford when I was a fresher. Rather a blood, got his rowing blue and all that." I took another look round the table and spotted young Bingo. "Ah, there he is," I said. "There's the old egg."
"There's who?"
"Young Bingo Little. Great pal of mine. He's tutoring your brother, you know."
"Good gracious. Is he a friend of yours?"
"Rather. Known him all my life."
"Then tell me, Bertie, is he at all weak in the head?"
"Weak in the head?"
"Oh, I don't mean simply because he's a friend of yours, but he's so strange in his manner."
"How do you mean?"
"Well, he keeps looking at me so oddly."
"Oddly? How? Give me an invitation."
"I can't, in front of all these people."
"Oh, yes, you can. I'll hold my napkin up."
"All right, then. Quick. There."
Considering that she had only about a second and a half to do it in, I must say it was a jolly fine exhibition. She opened her mouth and eyes pretty wide and let her jaw drop sideways and managed to look so like a dyspeptic calf that I recognised the symptoms immediately. "Oh, that's all right," I said. "No need to be alarmed. He's simply in love with you."
"In love with me?"